I can remember it was 36 or 37, but I told him it's 3 months. Buck Cannon died 3 months after we got the contract. I remember that.
Yeah, well, that was 36 then, because he died February 22nd.
And it, I never heard the speech of that. And he said, well, that corrects one of the errors we got in our shores. And then he said, then I went on home. I said, well, you know, the thing that's always very, very funny to me, you know, I've always lived in Houston. And when I got the job in Corpus Christi, everybody that I in Houston said Jesse Jones owned part of Brown Roots. Jesse Jones wasn't got the job for me. I said, they gave me no credit at all. I said, then after Mr. Johnson became known, he wasn't known in Houston at that time. But then then on when Mr. Jones got out of the office, and then Keith was the one that got all the jobs for me. I said, it's a little unflattering to me to think we didn't have any ability, capabilities at all to get to work on our own. And I said, it's just one of those things that you don't want the facts. If you had the facts, you wouldn't have a good show. And I said, I'm just giving you the facts and let you do what you want to with. And Brown said, looking up, I left, I was in 2 hours. What I did, I got this fellow, we built a paper mill for Time Magazine over here in East Texas. And the fellow that runs it is also a director of Time Life. And they got him to call up there and get a hold of Hillman and those boys, the head keeper, and they got a hold of this fellow from New York, told him to come see me.
Yeah.
Get the facts right. All I told him, I said, all I want to do is get the right facts. I said, now, he's got a right story. He ought to have the facts about him.
Yeah.
And that's what he told this man, and then he said he had orders from New York to get out as quick as he could, and caught a plane, came down here.
All right, now you told him we never heard of the Mohole thing.
Well, he never brought it up. He never brought Mohole up.
Well, he's got it in the story.
Well, he's got everything in there you can think of, apparently.
I know, but...
Well, I just told him then, I said, I think we get these jobs on our own. I said, we're just one of the many contractors, thousands of contractors get work from the government. And I might have worked against the government, not 1/10,000 what they left every year. I said, we have a very, very small part. Why in the hell, we got to connect us up with somebody that we're the ones that are clean and can't do these things without some political papers. I said, that just doesn't make any sense. Well, he said, if you was in Montana, if you was in Oregon, it'd be the same thing out there. And Mr. Johnson, Oregon, they'd have to make something on you. I said, well, that's the newspaper. People lazy, where's what you're doing? You're copying this stuff off these, it's written way back 25 years ago, and you just go and rehash it. Every time you get a hatchet, I said, go and rehash the story. He said, well, that's about right. That's what we do. Well, I didn't get too far with it. I think he told me all about his business, AW, and how AW disillusioned about some of the things he had. And he still wanted to know if you know, I won't even ask you this question because I know it's not so. He's on the only part of Brown Root. I said, well, we gave Brown Root away to charity about 2 years ago, and it was since sold to Halliburton, so you can find out the record on that pretty easy.
Told him, of course, hell no.
Huh?
You told him, hell no, of course. Well, as I remember the Corpus Christi thing,
I told him Ben Morrell, and I had Henry Codgen as a partner, Peter Kahn, and Fellows. I said, I don't know where I get all the credit for doing all this. I said, we had four partners in there.
And you're the only one who had any equipment on the ground.
Yeah.
Save shipping it in, you're the only one who had an office there.
So, as I say, he's not looking for the facts. I gave them to him. And
well, did he not like it? Or
oh,
did
no,
he?
He's very beautiful, very friendly, and all this damage. As I say, he's a wood. The sleeping wolf closed. So he got by this losing you all the way. He said, you know, they pulled me back in on this thing. He said, I've known Mr. Johnson. His records have been working in Texas for 25 years. And I know all these things are not so. So now when I saw him, that, and he knows I know they're not so, but says, they want a story, so they got to have one. And so I don't know anything to do except he said, you know, everybody on the top echelon is against this story. The editor is against him, Mr. Luce is against him. He said, he even comes and said, Mr. Johnson, he's got Mr. Luce in on this thing. And he said, they were trying to kill it. I don't know where it's going to be printed up, but they were going to print two series, one on the 13th and a week later. And he said, that's our plan now, and that's the somebody that killed it. It may not never be printed, but you know how those things go. And so I don't know how you're going to get it killed. Now, this fellow over in East Texas, director, He's a big friend of Herbert. He's a big friend of Howard Duck, who you know worked for us, and he's given us two jobs over there. He's very friendly. I don't know whether he can go back or not. He's a director, but after all, he's a working director. He works for the company. And whether I can get Duck to put enough influence on him, make him go back and try to get the whole thing killed or not, I doubt it. I'm going to try to do it this morning. That's all. As far as I know, it's cool. I think you're going to have to try to get killed up there somewhere. I don't know how you're going to do it. But it's very definitely, he says, going to be very. And Fatty Johnson story.
Well, I think it comes from Bobby Kennedy just in advance of this convention, because it looks like he's going to try to run for vice president and try to take the thing away from me. And
you ain't gonna be able to do it, is it?
Well, I don't know. We don't have anybody working at it. We haven't got any organization. It's all their organization, their people. I don't know what the delegates will do.
Jim Rawls over there.
Well, he's moved over here the last week, but he doesn't control the delegation.
No, but delegation's gonna have to go with you.
I would hope so.
They're gonna have to go with you. They can't go any other way. That'd just be silly. Of course, I think you may have something there, but I don't know how you can use it in this thing.
Any way in the world we can get Dr. Davidson to help us in Vermont by heading up a committee?
Well, I don't know, but they're so sorry.
The governor talked to me this morning and said he'd be a wonderful man, and we had a poll up there, and the poll shows we got 87% approve of our record last week. And he says that while the Republicans are pretty progressive and they got a good Democratic governor, he said if we could get some good Republican, Bob Anderson had been getting a good many of the Republicans supporting me, and he thought Dr. Davidson would be exceptionally good if he'd just say he put America first, and he thinks I've been trying to do a good job, and I've just been in 8 months, and he thinks I'm entitled to continue for America, and he's be willing to be a Republican for Johnson. And
I can call him and see.
Will you do that?
Yeah.
We need to know, because the governor wants somebody to do it right now, and he thinks we got a pretty good chance. I don't know. Looks like pretty bad to the south from what the reports I pick up. Is it that bad in Houston?
Well, you hear a hell of a lot of it, but I don't know how bad it is. I just can't believe it's bad as Houston. You hear people that's the leading towards those Republicans. I think that you're going to have a lot of good Republicans. You'll have, at the proper time, I think Obedi's going to give you a good plug here. I mean, a good, she's come out, she thinks the most opportune time. She thinks the Chronicle's pointing on too heavy.
And what's the Chronicle doing?
Oh, I just writing something on the headlines most every day.
For me?
Yeah, sure.
Well, now, who's against me? The same crowd that's always been against me? Plus people that are worried about the Negroes?
Well, we've got a lot of those that ordinarily wouldn't be against me.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to cut around. I think in 3 months, you can bring that thing back into focus. It's out of focus now, and I think it'll be out of focus with most of the thing. But I have no doubt that except for the right thing is on your side, and I think you can bring it back into focus. It's going to take a little work. But I think it can be done. Now, most people are just talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But those Andy Johnson people, you're never going to bring them back, but you'd be 35% of them no matter what you do.
Well, we were doing awfully good on the poll up to a month ago, and the last Belden we had 84%, John had 82%, but I gather that in the last month that it's switched around where Goldwater's even got some majority.
Oh, no, that's not true. That means, so I don't know, you saw it. Posting, did you?
No, I don't see them. I'm pretty well removed from the political thing. I just go all day long like you saw me going when you were here.
Yeah.
And the only time I can do anything is call at night after everybody's gone to bed, early in the morning before they get up.
Well, the Post had a poll of all the newspapers in Texas. Had an interview of all the publishers, and not the publishers, but the editors, not the publishers.
Yeah.
And only one paper thought that they'd be for Goldwater, that was Diamond Valley. That's that paper that owned that from California.
Yeah, who else?
Yeah. But all the rest of them were definitely, even Dallas News and Harold Bull said that you had they thought you had a 50-50 chance of carrying Dallas, and that they sure they were going to be for you. Now, none of them came out outright said they're going to support you, but except for two. Said as soon as the convention's over, said they'd make up their mind. But the way they all interviewed, you could see that everyone was leaning to the Democrats.
That's Monday's Houston Post.
Yeah.
Last Monday.
Last Monday.
And
Will Harvey was interviewed, and he said, and some of them asked this question, what do you think you carry your territory, your straight territory? And Will Harvey Jr. said he thought you carried 65-35. He had the highest, and most of them were 60-40. Dallas was the only one that said that it might be 50-50. And all the rest of them were very definite. I mean, these editors, they interviewed the publishers, now these editors, working people.
Yeah.
And it was a very good piece.
All right. Well, you talk to Dr. Davidson, farm in. We'll see how things go. The Republicans trying to beat my poverty bill. I'd take 150 of these boys out of the slums and put them out to work like we did the CCC. And I think they're causing a lot of trouble. All these young people can't get any jobs. I think they're one of the big sources of our trouble. If we can get this bill passed next week, we can relieve a lot of that.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. There's a lot of trouble.
I know our meeting was too long. I guess you had to rush back. You didn't get a chance to talk to any of them.
Yeah, I talked to some of them. I saw them on the airport. There's so many out the airport, we couldn't get off the ground, you know, for an hour and a half. And so I got to talk to a whole bunch of them.
What criticism did we get?
Everyone I talked to had this. Said, well, he gave a report just like I'd give to my board of directors. And he reminded me what I do, and I thought it. Bring my board of directors up to date of what I've done, what the company's done. Because he's very, very impressive, and he could run any company, and especially he can run the biggest corporation of that was the government. And you've got a lot of pressure on. Not like you had a few there, of course, against you when they came there, and a few against you when they left there. But, I think you did a good job on that exercise. And I think your whole motor operating staff was impressive because you did it quickly and you did it good and it was clear and concise and wasn't any put to it.
They ought to feel honored because of all the cabinet and all the independent agencies that they deal with and all of them reporting to them.
Well, they were honored. I don't think you're about to, I don't have to do it for labor, but you did. Excellent job with these boys.
Because you see, Roosevelt is always talking about economic royalists, and they've been denounced by Truman and everybody else, Kennedy, and going in and waking them up by FBI at night, and it's a little bit different atmosphere now.
Well, I think they all know it.
If they do know it, I don't know whether they do or not. Now, this Time article is trying to say that Humble runs her outfit, that Jack Valenti is the most important man in my setup, and that Humble's placed him there, and that he's an old Humble man.
This time of life,
man. This life. That's part of the mean stuff. And I don't know what Humble knows about it, but you ought to tell your president that they're trying to butcher them up, too.
Maybe somebody might do some good up there.
He may have some relation. Ask him why they're jumping on Humble if that story is out. It's just untrue. He hadn't worked for him 14 years, personally. And they never heard of him. I just drafted him. He gets about 20% of what he gets at home. And well, he's just in here trying to help me. And,
but that other boy up there did work for him, didn't he, Bush? What's his name?
Well, Jack worked for him.
I know, but I mean recently. The other fellow. Fellow's been doing some writing for you.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't say anything about him.
No. No. They may, but the only one they told me about was Jack.
This fella, McComb, he's very meticulous fella. He had a damn bunch of papers and research up there, 686, something to him, asking questions about it. And I about it. Well, you asked all those silly questions. You know the English script. Where I was born, where Herman, how much older Herman was than me, and whether I went to high school, and all that kind of stuff. But you know, get away, you ain't got time to spend all that. But if you get, you just want to have somebody, something you want to read. Well, so I'd like to get all of that. I'd like to get all the details. But I'm not a better person.
Did he say he'd have anything to do with writing it?
Well, one time he said,
Hello, Ms. Hobby.
Hello.
Hi, old Peter. How are you?